On this, as you know, I'm from Mississippi State, originally from Texas A&M for many years. And when I came over to Texas, to Mississippi State, 4 years ago, one of my directives was to develop Bolgart 2 Roundup Ready Flex Cotton. And here I'm a conventional breeder for 34 years, and I said, well, what do I do? And so anyway, it has been an interesting journey here going through this, and I think it got to be too much for me anyway. And on this is Ted Wallace, Jeff Gore is the entomologist there at Mississippi State, Jim Nichols and Susan Shee, who did all the field work and tagging of the plants, and we'll go on from there. Well, Ted Wallace, about 5 or 6 years ago, developed Miss Cotton 8806, and this was sent over to Cotton States for them to go ahead and put the Bolgart 2 Roundup Ready Flex. And so this was available to me when I got over to Mississippi. They had both the Roundup Ready Flex and the two genes. And so I got this material. Miss Cotton 8806 is a Mississippi Cotton times Texas A&M Tamcot germplasm line. And so I took this line and started crossing it with our best high yielders, the best high quality fiber lines we had, and some nectarless lines, and some material from Bill Meredith with short fiber content. And before I knew it, it blew up more than I could handle with the conventional breeding program also on the side. So in 2007, we had about over 4,500 F2 plants in the field. And like I said, it was just me. And 2007, if you remember, this is the first year that corn started growing in Mississippi. The cotton acreage started really going down, corn going up, and the plant bug population just blossomed. And I looked out there at that F2 block, and I said, I'm going to ignore that right now and work on my conventional. And since I really wasn't sure what I was doing, and we did spray for Roundup, and then out of that, I just waited toward the end of the season then and went out there and just selected the best plants. Of course, they were then resistant to Roundup Ready Flex. So we had 629 plants I just identified just by looking at them, because I said, there's no way we can test me and my technician test 4,500 plants by ourselves. And so based on this, we had 160 just using the Envirolux stick that was positive for all the traits. Then I did the fiber samples off of these 160 plants that we had left, and ended up with 32 F2 plants that I decided were decent enough to come forward. I was sort of real disappointed in the fiber quality of these, but at least I thought 32 plants I can handle. Better than the 4,500 plants I started off with in 2007. So in 2008, I started these F2 plants, so now they're F3s. But in the meantime, I've gone ahead and made more crosses. And so I also have some F2 progeny rows out there. And they were sprayed with Roundup, and things did like they were supposed to. Does this have a... you can see we, some rows didn't get the flex, you know, which was surprised me, and some rows died, some plants died, and which is what we were expecting. And so we felt like we were in a more manageable situation now using this material. So I went down to talk to Dr. Darren Jones over there at Monsanto with the Cotton States program, and I said, I need your help. I don't know really what I'm doing here. And he says, well, the first thing you got to do now is test for homozygosity with those F3 plants I have out there. And when I told him how many, you know, he just says, well, that's a lot of money. And I said, okay, so we're going to back off a little bit. And he was willing to go out there. If I selected some of the best rows, he would go ahead and test some of them for homozygosity. So the rest of the F3 plants that he did not go ahead and use for homo, we went ahead and Jeff Gore did some bioassays, and I'll show you the results of that. And then the F2 population, I went ahead and used the Envirologic some quick sticks on the F2s. So, of course, Darren comes out there and says, okay, look at this stuff. You got to get out there and tag every one of those plants right now before they start flowering. you know, and it's me and my technician. And I said, okay, we're going to get out there and start doing it. So we did it, and we got the plant samples, and Monsanto did go ahead and test the 1,474 samples. And, of course, this is how I get my data back, and I say, okay, what does that mean? And so they had to sit down with me and sort of show me what I'm working with. And so everything that was homo, and homo across, he said, you get to keep. And I said, okay, we're doing well there. And obviously, we ended up with 45 plants out of the 1,600 we started off with that was positive for all three traits. And so I said, well, that's, you know, I thought that was a big reduction, you know, and I said, but it's still manageable. And I says, but that's 45 more plants than we started with 3 years ago. And so I was real pleased that we do have 45 more plants with the Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex for Mississippi State. There's different lines in here. This is just a few of the lines. I'm pretty pleased with the gin turnout. The fiber quality is excellent. You can see it's crossed with everything from DES 119, some of the Texas lines, some of the Mississippi lines, and the MD15, as you know, is Dr. Meredith's, and most of them are, you see, there's quite a few nectarous lines in there. And so I think we have a good start now with some different Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flexes for Mississippi. So I was real excited with this, and so we've individually harvested each one of those plants. Well, the rest of the F3 plants were still sitting out there because there was just too many for Monsanto to handle. So I went ahead and just went out there and did some individual plant selections, and especially concentrating on the nectarless lines materials. And that's what I was most interested in. And so most of these are nectarless. Might not say it there. And he did the, this is a Roundup Ready Flex F3. These only have the flex in it, not the Bolgard 2. So we did end up with 254 plants here. A little bit more, and at least a little bit more to work with. I'm more interested in the Bolgard 2. Okay, here's the Heliothis. So I tagged 313 plants for Jeff Gore to go out there and harvest tissue off of. So we just went out there and harvested the leaves, and he took them inside the lab, and he put 5 worms on there. And sure enough, he had mortality on the leaves. So this at least was the start that at least I know I had some Bolgard 2 in the plant tissue. And so out of the 313 plants, plants with 80 to 100% mortality in the worms, I selected. And out of this, 53 plants. So 53 out of 313, we're still getting it down. I didn't know it was going to be that big of a drop in this material. But 51% of this material is nectarless. So we are bringing a lot forward in the nectarless lines. This is some of the gin turnout on this, the length, strength. Micronair, I'm still pretty pleased. We're still getting some good lengths and strengths on this. I wish we had a little bit better gin turnouts. But it's just part of the game here that since this is my first time doing this, we're working on it, and I think we're making good progress. But then I still had all the F2 plants out there that I hadn't done a thing with. And so I sent my technician out there and I said, I want you to tag all those plants and do an Enviro Sticks on it. And so he did that. And so we tested with the sticks. And out of the 829 plants, 48% of them tested positive for all three genes. And so, but then I selected the best ones out of that. So 98 plants were brought forward for fiber analysis. And this is what we're looking at right now on these plants. So these plants are going to be grown next year. Well, I'll go into that in a minute. For homozygosity test again next year, working with Monsanto. So this has been a major challenge for me. I didn't realize how big it was going to get, especially when they want a more. This is supposed to have been only like 10% of my program. Most of it's supposed to have been conventional. And then I've spent a lot of time on this. And I think this just almost a full-time person can handle this. The future, as everybody know, I will be retiring here in June. And all this germplasm probably will not go forward in our program any longer. And I do have a lot of the plants in the greenhouse growing up. I have F1s growing in the greenhouse now as crosses. So they'll be ready for F2s in the field next year. We're making back crosses with some of this material that were positive for both Bolgar 2 and Roundup Ready Flex genes. And so that's going on in the greenhouse right now. So there will be a lot of this material available. Monsanto does have first right of refusal, so all this germplasm most likely will go back to Monsanto. And unfortunately, I can't give it out right now to anybody else. So they'll look at it first, and then I don't know what happens to it next. But I think there is some excellent germplasm in this material that could be used in breeding programs. As far as the rest of the conventional germplasm after I retire, it's still up in the air. There is that my project will not be renewed. They will close down the program just because we've gone from 1.2 million acres to less than 300,000 acres. And they can't feel like they can support two breeding programs. So some of this material will go over to Ted Wallace over in Starkville. We'll still try to do some of the research in Stoneville. But what I'm going to be doing is distributing my germplasm out to whoever wants it. I'll have everything from F3s, F4s, all the way up to good releasable germplasm right now. I will not put it in a vault and let it sit and deteriorate like it did when I came on board and had nothing. And so if I made a cross with your germplasm, then you'll get it back. And that's the way I look at it. If there's any left, I'll distribute it to anybody. So if anybody's interested in getting any of the germplasm, let me know. And I'll put most, so like I said, I'll just put it out to whoever wants it. So y'all have any questions on this first part before we go to the second one? Yes. Those are individual plants. I do have some bulk samples, and they're about the same. They're running real well. Very high fiber quality on them, and I was real pleased. Of course, that affects the gin turnout. So you're going to trade one for the other. So that's just the way it went. So any other questions here? I'm going to go on to another part of the – you want to fix this up then?
Sure.
So besides the conventional germplasm breeding program.